particularly in August and September, because students and parents are under pressure to find a place and to live for the coming year. And scammers know this, and they're taking advantage, and it's the same every year. So I would say the red flags to watch out for are, say, if the landlord says that they're away and they can't show the property, the request for the deposit, as you said before, viewing anything, and then actually what has happened is that they request a deposit to view, and then when they arrive at the accommodation, they ask for more money to view the property. So I think that's definitely something, just walk away from that. Don't hand over any money. You have fake contracts and keys. You have unsolicited messages then offering rooms. What they're doing is copying accommodation that's being made available online or advertised online, and then they're copying that, and they're, like, people are paying deposits online without seeing the property. Some people are. So it's just so important that you view the property in person before paying anything, preferably with your parents, especially if you're going into first year. You have to get a written lease and a receipt for the money that you've paid. And then, you know, use some sort of secure payment method. Don't pay up front in cash, and then double check the address and the rent prices online. And as you know, the old saying goes, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. And I would also say it's really important, because what we hear about then is parents are embarrassed to say that they've been scammed, and they shouldn't be, because the scammers are so sophisticated now, and they don't tell anybody, and it's only afterwards when they see somebody else had the same experience that they say, oh, the same thing happened to me. So the most important thing is to tell the guards, to inform the college, wherever the college is, to inform them and the students' union that this is happening, so others don't get scammed as well. And it is people taking advantage of students who are vulnerable. It's just a shock, and at this time of year, but it happens all the time.
It does, and there's absolutely immense pressure, particularly at this time of the year now, on many students. And I presume maybe the parents and students who are first-year students in these third-level institutions, they need to be very careful as well.
Yeah, and particularly if you're not from a town or a city and you're moving, and if your oldest child maybe going into first year and you're not aware of this, it's all new to you, you're feeling the pressure, you're not familiar with the different housing estates or residential areas or student accommodation areas. So I would say to take your time, even if you do feel like you're under pressure, especially if somebody's pressurizing you to rent, to pay over some cash because it's going to be gone otherwise. Don't fall for that. And just do your homework, and even, you know, ask people in the accommodation, student accommodation, say for the likes of the ATU and Sligo, you know, they're very good and they're very, very helpful there. So I was just saying, just to do your homework and don't get caught, don't pay out cash.